لله يا صح واحد من عدد 11 إلى صح 2 عدد 10.
From the rising of the sun, Abraham will say to one, and it shall be great upon the nations. And every place in it shall be offered unto my name, for pure oblation. For my name shall be raised among the nations, says Jehovah of hosts. But you profane it, in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, his food, is contemptible. And you say, behold, what a weariness! You are puffed at it, says Jehovah of hosts. You bring that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring the oblation. Should I accept this out of your hand? Says Jehovah. Yea, cursed be the deceiver, who hath produced flock and mail, and vows and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, says Jehovah of hosts, and my name is terrible among the nations. And now you, priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not hear, and if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, says Jehovah of hosts. I will even send the curse among you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have already cursed them, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed, and spread of your feasts, and they shall take you away with it. You shall know how I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, says Jehovah of hosts. What happened with him was of life and peace, but I gave them to him that he might fear, and he feared me, and trembled before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. For the priest's lips shall keep knowledge, and at his mouth they seek the law, for he is a messenger of Jehovah of hosts. But you have departed out of the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Jehovah of hosts. And I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have respected persons in administering the law. Have we not all one Father?
Has not one God created us? Why do we deal unfaithfully every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?
Basic reasons, amongst others, why Israel have failed in their testimony is what we have in verse 6, despising his name. We have also in the verse 11, which our brother Philip read, that the going down with the same, my name shall be great among the nations. This is a future day which we have when his kingdom is set up. We know from Philippians, as quoted in prayer, that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. We have in our Christian walk that our salvation has come about by believing in his name. Baptism, we are baptized under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Matthew 18, we gather under his name. There is no other name by which we must gather. So the name is most foremost in what we have here, but this is what was despised and therefore only paid with the fine.
اسم الرب لبنيره في عدد 11 من مشرق الشمس إلى مغربها اسمي عظيم بين الأمم. ده طبعا هيتم في وقت لاحق في وقت الملك، لكن حاليا احنا أعظم شيء لنا بالنسبة لنا هو اسم الرب يسوع. نحن نخلص لاسمه، نعتمد إلى اسمه، وأيضا نجتمع إلى اسمه.
It's rather remarkable in verse 11 that the knowledge of God's name would be extended and known by the Gentiles.
شيء ملاحظ جدا إنه اسم الرب سوف يصل ويكون عظيم للأمم.
It had been the responsibility placed upon the shoulders of the nation of Israel to give witness to the truth that there was one God. They were the bearers of the testimony to the true character of the God who made all things. He wasn't a local deity as all the heathens had, but he was the God who made heaven and earth and the sea. But it's clear that their testimony had greatly reduced because of their despisal of his name. Now, the Lord Jesus has taught us that God is seeking worshippers. And in the present time, we understand that those worshippers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. But it's clear that in every dispensation, the chief duty of all man, whether Jew or Gentile, is to honor God, the Creator. God is entitled to worship from His creature. And He not only is entitled to it, but He's going to secure it. So if Israel will fail in its testimony, there will be others whom He will use to bear testimony to His name. And I think this verse has very wide application. It's not only to what we are privileged to do in our present time. Of course, it's a very wonderful thing that in answer to the work of Calvary, there will be a response from every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. So that's how great the work of Calvary is. So from the 4,900 languages that are spoken in the world, only 3 or 4 of them spoken in this room. But from each one of those, there will be a response. But in the coming day, there will also be the honoring of God once the church's testimony has been been removed. And it will be a never-ending voice of praise. So it's quite a remarkable verse, this verse. Because if the Hebrew fails, if man fails to give God what is his due, the one who is even able to make stones to praise him, he will, whatever man does, he will nevertheless secure what is due to his great name.
And I guess the application for us from this verse is that we need to fulfill God's demand that He will be praised. I don't know that, I could be wrong about this, but I'm not sure that this verse raised or gave any new prophetic insight to the children of Israel, but rather where it appears when the things that it talks about it are prophesied elsewhere in the Old Testament, but where it appears in this prophecy in Malachi, it would seem to be a reminder to them, to their responsibility to praise God, because as we've just had mentioned, if they weren't going to do it, then God would give that privilege to somebody else.
التطبيق العملي لينا ان احنا نحتاج ان نقدم لله التسبيح اللائق به. اعتقد ان دي في هذه النبوه كانوا تهديد لشعب اسرائيل انهم لو لم يقدموا التسبيح اللائق بالله الله سوف يقيم من سوف يعطوه التسبيح اللائق.
So if we think that in a future day everybody is going to be praising God, then surely we'd have to perhaps say that our praise of God is sometimes woefully deficient.
The beginning of chapter 2, the Lord summarizes what he wants actually from the priests.
في بداية أصحاب اثنين النبي يلخص ما يود من الكهنة.
The Lord summarizes what he wants from the priests.
الرب بيلخص ما يود من الكهنة.
And chapter 2 verse 2, the Lord directs three specific words for the priests and for us in the hall in this afternoon.
الرب يوجه ثلاث كلمات للكهنة ولنا في هذا المساء.
Number one, if you will not hear, and number two, if you will not lay it to heart, and number three, to give glory unto my name.
أول واحدة إن كنتم لا تسمعوا. الثانية إن كنتم لا تجعلون في القلب يعني تأخذون في القلب.
I think all of us in this conference heard the Lord.
أعتقد إنه كلنا في هذا المؤتمر سمعنا فيه.
But number two, what we need actually, as the Lord directed His commandment to the priest, is to lay it to our hearts.
لكن الشيء المهم لي حاجة تانية زي ما رب طلب من الكهنة إن إحنا نحفظ الكلام في قلوبنا أو نأخذه في قلوبنا.
As it was mentioned about Daniel in the first chapter of his book, that Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with a portion of the king's food.
زي ما كتب عن دانيال انه جعل في قلبه ان لا يدنس نفسه باطايب الملك.
Why there is differentiation between what we hear and what how we walk.
ليه في اختلاف بين ما نسمع وبين سلوكنا.
Because we hear and we enjoy hearing and listening.
لان احنا بنسمع ونستمتع بالسمع والاستماع.
As the prophet Ezekiel said that as if we are listening to the a prophet as a poet with a wonderful voice.
زي ما النبي حزقيال قال ان احنا بنسمع لواحد صوت غناء طيب.
But there is no decision, there is no the purpose to lay in our hearts.
لكن ما عندناش النية ان احنا ناخذ الكلام بقلوبنا.
I remember at the book of Nehemiah in the chapter 8 when the people heard the law of the Lord, they wept.
أفتكر في سفر نحمية أصحاح 8 لما الشعب سمع كلمات الناموس بكوا.
And we remember when David came the prophet Jonathan to him and rebuked him with the sin he committed, and I think he raised his voice and said that I sinned against the Lord.
وعندما جاء النبي يوناثان إلى داود ووبخه كان إن داود رفع صوته بالبكاء وقال أنا أخطأ.
So we need to lay it in our hearts.
فإحنا نحتاج أن نأخذ الكلام لقلوبنا.
This is what James said in his epistle in chapter 1 and verse 22.
ده اللي قاله يعقوب في رسالته أصحاح 1 على 22.
But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
كونوا عاملين بالكلمة لا سامعين فقط خادعين أنفسكم.
If we do not decide in this conference to lay in our hearts what we have heard, we are going to deceive ourselves.
لو احنا قررنا في هذا المؤتمر بس نسمع ولا ناخذ الكلام بقلوبنا في الواقع سوف نكون خادعين لنفسنا.
And there is a wonderful image in the epistle of James chapter 1 again.
هناك صورة حلوة في رسالة يعقوب أصحاح 1 مرة
in verse 23
عن 23.
And if a man beholding his natural face in a mirror
كان إنسان ناظراً وجه خلقته في مرآة.
And not doers the word of God.
ولا يعمل بكلمة الله أربعة.
And immediately he forgets what the manner of man he was.
فيمضي وينسى كل أي إنسان هو.
So I'd like to remind you again and remind myself. Number one, we need to hear, and number two, to lay in our hearts. And the conclusion and the result will be naturally as we are going to give glory to God.
أحب أذكركم وأذكر نفسي أيضا. إن نمرة واحد نحتاج أن نسمع، لكن ثانياً يجب أن نأخذ الكلمات إلى قلوبنا، وعندئذ نستطيع أن نعطي مجداً لاسم الرب.
حيث أرجع للأصحاح الأول عدد 11.
Or I go back to chapter 1, verse 11.
لكي نفهم هذا العدد توجد آية هامة في سفر إشعياء النبي أصحاح 56 وعدد 7.
To be able to understand this verse, there's an important verse in Isaiah
56
verse 7.
آتي بهم إلى جبل قدسي وأقبلهم ببيت صلاتي وتكون محرقاتهم وذبائحهم مقبولة على مذبحي لأن بيت الصلاة يدعى لكل الشعوب.
Even then I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
عندما كان الرب يسوع المسيح على الأرض،
when the Lord Jesus was here on earth,
دخل إلى الهيكل أكثر من مرة.
He went into the temple more than once.
وفي مرة من المرات،
and once of them, one of them,
قال لهم جعلتم بيت أبي بيت تجارة.
He told them that you have made the house of my father a house of merchandise.
وفي مرة أخرى قال لهم بيت الصلاة يدعى.
And another time he said, my house is the house of prayer, and it made of a lion of thieves. What happened?
From the
Old Testament, we understand that Gentiles had a portion in the counsels of God. But that revelation wasn't clear.
فهناك بعض الأفراد الأمم دخلوا إلى دائرة النعم.
So we can say that some of the Gentiles had come into the circle of grace.
أمثال نعمان السرياني.
Like Naaman, Syrian.
وأمثال رعوس المؤبية.
And Ruth the Moabite.
وآخرين.
And many others.
لكن لم يكن الإعلام واضحا.
But the revelation and declaration wasn't quite clear.
فالله أعطى الأولوية لشعبه.
And God gave the priority to His people.
إلى خاصته جاء.
To His own He has come.
لكن خاصته لم تقبله.
But His own received Him not.
وبعد أن أكمل المسيح العمل على الصليب.
But when Christ has finished the work on the cross.
فتح الباب للجميع.
He opened the door for all.
الأمم واليهود.
Gentiles and you and Jews.
وفي كنيسة الله.
And in the church of God.
في الوقت الحاضر.
In the meantime,
لا يوجد فرق بين يهودي وأمم.
There's no difference between a Jew and a Gentile.
لكننا نتعجب.
But we wonder.
أنه في المستقبل بعد اختطاف الكنيسة.
That in the future after the rapture of the church.
سيدخل جمع كثير من الأمم.
Multitude of the Gentiles.
إلى دائرة البركة.
To the circle of blessing.
وهذا ما نتعلمه من سفر الرؤيا أصحاح 7.
And this is what we learn from Revelation chapter 7.
في الجزء الثاني من سفر الرؤيا 7.
In the second part of Revelation chapter 7.
رأى الرسول يوحنا جمعا كثيرا لم يستطع أن يعد.
The Apostle John saw a multitude of people he couldn't even number.
قال له واحد من الشيوخ.
And one of the elders said to him,
هل تعلم هذا الجمع من أين أتوا؟
Do you know where that multitude have come from?
قال له أنت تعلم.
He said, you know.
أجابه الملاك.
The angel answered,
هؤلاء هم الذين أتوا من الضيق العظيم.
Those who have come out of the great tribulation.
هؤلاء الذين غسلوا ثيابهم.
Those who have their clothes washed
وبيضوا ثيابهم في دم الخمر
and cleansed their clothes in the blood of the lamb.
وعندما يقيم الرب الهيكل في الملك الأزلي
and when the Lord would raise the temple in the millennium
ستكون هناك عبادة أرضية
there will be earthly worship
وتقدم ذبائح
and the offerings will be offered
لا للكفارة
not for atonement
ولكن للتذكار
but for remembrance
وسيتم القول الوارد في ملاخي واحد
and then the saying in Malachi chapter 1
سيتم القول الوارد في إشعياء
will be fulfilled and that in Isaiah 56 will be also fulfilled
بيت الصلاة يدعى لكل الشعوب
my house is the house of prayers for all nations
أي عدد 11 من جهة المبدأ فتم في الوقت الحاضر بواسطة الإنجيل. بواسطة خدمة الإنجيل.
تمت في الوقت الحاضر؟
يعني يوصينا في الوقت الحاضر بواسطة خدمة الإنجيل، لكن الأدق الصورة الأدق والأكمل هتبقى في الملك الألفي زي ما هو مذكور في أشعياء 19 وصفانية 3.
Verse 11 has been fulfilled now but through the preaching of the gospel, but it's going to be fulfilled more precisely, more precisely and in a full, in a perfect form later, according to Isaiah 19 and Zephaniah 3.
نظرا لانتشار محبي الرب في كل مكان.
As the those who love the Lord are spread the Lord everywhere,
ويجتمعون إلى اسمه
and they gather under his name the whole world,
في محضره لفترات طويلة
in his presence for long times.
أعتقد إنه مش بتمر لحظة واحدة غير إن الكثيرين بيكرموا هذا الاسم العظيم ليس بصورة فردية لكن بصورة على مبدأ الكنيسة حيث الرب حاضر في الوسط.
I believe no long time passes without many are gathered to glorify that name in the amongst the church.
اسمه عظيم واسمه مهيب.
His name is great. His name is reverent.
حتى في زمن النعمة في هذا الوقت.
Even in the time of grace, the meantime.
إن كنا نعرفه كإله كل نعمة لكن هذا لا يقلل من عظمة اسمه ومهابة اسمه.
If we know him as the God of all grace, yet that doesn't devalue his name being a great name.
Of course, it's our privilege to worship him in the day of grace as a result of knowing his grace.
بالتأكيد إنه امتياز إحنا نعرفه في أيام النعمة.
Of course, there's
في أيام النعمة.
Of course, there's a compulsion upon our spirits when we're in His presence.
بالتأكيد هناك إحساس بالمسؤولية على نفوسنا إحنا في محضره.
And that worship arises in His honor.
وهذا السجود يرفع لإكرامه.
But it's really the a constraint of love that affects us.
لكن في الواقع ما يحرك هذا السجود هو مشاعر الحب.
But it seems that when the Lord has come as the great deliverer for his people and crushed all the opposing nations, that there will be an element of compulsion.
لكن عندما يأتي الرب ليخلص شعبه ويقضي على كل الشعوب سيكون الوضع عندئذ مختلف يكون فيه إجبار.
In fact, Zechariah, the previous prophet, mentions this in his last chapter. And in 16 through to 19, we see how that they will come up from year to year to worship at Jerusalem.
من عدد 16 إلى عدد 19 نشوف إن الكل سوف يأتي من عام إلى آخر إلى أورشليم ليسجد.
And of course, there's a salutary warning against the Egyptians who might not turn up to worship.
وطبعا في شيء يعني محل تحذير أو تحية تحذير المصريين اللي مش عايزين يسجدوا.
But they'll be obliged to come up and worship. So it's very wonderful that God deals with the different families in different ways. There'll be the Israel restored in its proper place, the nations in relation to it.
سوف ترد إسرائيل إلى مكانها والأمم أيضا إلى
مأوى. That's the world of which we speak, the world to come of which we speak.
هذا العالم نحن نتكلم عنه والعالم القادم.
But I'm rather impressed with the importance of worshiping the Lord responsively today.
لكن أنا مشغول على قلبي نقول على السجود الذي يقدمه في هذه الأيام كتجاوبا مع الله.
You see, in every place incense will be offered to his name and a pure offering.
مكتوب هنا إنه في كل مكان بخور وتقدمة صحيحة سوف ترفع
له. Really, that's how we want it in our companies, isn't it? That pure flame of worship arising to the Lord.
في الواقع ده اللي احنا محتاجين أن يكون في وسطينا، أن يكون هناك تقدمة طاهرة مرفوعة للرب للتسبيح.
And It says, my name shall be great among the heathen. Well, is his name so preeminently wonderful amongst us? That's rather solemn that poor Israel and Judah in particular had profaned his name. The testimony that they bore, in one sense, is being transferred to us. Well, of course, we break bread, we worship the Lord until He comes. And we're looking forward to that great moment. But there might just be another way of looking at that moment of our departure out of this world. Maybe we've not responded to the Lord as we ought to have, and it's rather notice to quit. And so I think that ought to be a little challenge to us. We give worthy worship and praise to our Lord in the present opportunity. Take for instance the breaking of bread. Of course, this isn't speaking about that, but I'm making an application. You know, maybe today was the last time you had the opportunity to break bread. Now, but it may be that we have another Lord's Day. And that Lord's Day may be the last. It may be that there are some here who haven't yet broken bread. They haven't responded to the word of the Lord. The Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. And if you should come this week, then you've missed the opportunity forever. So consider it. And that his name might be great in your heart. And that there might be that true spiritual worship ascending from your heart also.
The Lord Jesus also speaks of another group of people. In Matthew 21, after he had rebuked the Jews, the way they had made the temple into a house of robbers, in verse 15, it says, when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonders which he wrought, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what these say? And Jesus says to them, yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected the praise.
فلما رأى رؤساء الكهنة والكتب العجائب التي صنع والأولاد يصرخون في الهيكل ويقولون وصلنا لابن داود غضبوا وقالوا لهم ألا تسمع ما يقول هؤلاء فقال لهم يسوع أما قرأتم قط من أفواه الأطفال والرضع حيات التسبيح.
The Lord Jesus is quoting from the 8th Psalm.
الرب بياخد العدد من مزمور 8.
We see in verse 15 an example of the Jews failing, the Jewish priests failing to fulfill the covenant that they were meant to fulfill. And, but it also shows us that the Lord has not been neglected in the aspect of praise. And from this we can say, from every age, there is a group of souls which are bringing perfect praise to the Lord Jesus.
ومن كده نقدر نعرف انه من كل مجموعة او من كل مجموعة من السنة مهما كان هناك من يرفع تسبيحا واجبا او لائقا للرب يسوع.
And that's the group of little children, as we might say. And every little soul that has ever gone, that has died, has gone to be with the Lord. And that would even apply to all of those poor little aborted fetuses.
وأنا أعتقد أنه ده حتى يطبق على كل الأجنة التي أبهرت.
And these are a whole family. Edwin mentioned families.
ودول عائلة كلهم مع بعض. الأخ يدون يتكلم عن عائلات.
Maybe the largest family that there will be that will be bringing perfect praise to the Lord Jesus even while the priests then, now, and in the future are failing to do what they ought to do.
ربما سوف يكونوا أكبر عائلة في حين إن الكهنة اللي كانوا والآن وحتى سيكونوا في المستقبل فاشلين أنهم يقدموا التسبيح الآن.
The Lord will not be denied the praise that He is due.
إن الرب سوف لا يعوز أبدا التسبيح الواجب له.
أعتقد في عدد 12 أن تصرفات الكهنة وليس كلماتهم هي التي قادت الشعب في عدم احترام مائدة الرب.
I believe through verse 12 we understand it is the attitude of the priest rather than words that was that led the people to despise the Lord.
كما قادتهم أن لا يقدموا أفضل ما عندهم للرب.
It also led them to let them not to offer the best of what they have to the Lord.
عشان كده في عدد 13 يقول لهم جئتم بالمختصر اللي افترس بوحش اللي لا يصلح حتى للأكل تقدموه على مذبح الرب.
That's why he says you have brought the stolen, that which has been savaged by a beast, to offer on the altar of the Lord.
هل نقدمه للرب بهذه الصورة؟ إذا قدمت لواليك فلا يقبله.
Is it possible to offer it to the Lord as such? If you offer it to your governor, he wouldn't accept it.
نتذكر امرأة فاضلة من آخر سلسلة البقية التي جاءت بتقدمة مجزأة لكن نشوف في تقدمتها المجزأة قلبها الغير مجزأ الذي أتى بفرسية.
We remember one of the last remnants who came with her offering. It was a divider or a very small offering, but her heart was whole, wholly offered to the Lord, the one who offered the two mites.
رب يساعدنا عشان نأتي أمامه في صورة تشبع قلبه ونأتي أمامه بأحسن وأفضل ما عندنا من شخص الرب.
May the Lord help us to come before Him in a condition that satisfies His heart and that may bring before Him the best of what we have.
In verse 12, Malachi is quoting something. The table of the Lord is polluted. He says that's what they're saying. In fact, the Lord has asserted that the unfaithful remnant was saying a lot of things which were negative about himself.
الرب نفسه بيقول إنه البقية الغير أمينة كانوا بيقولوا حاجات كثيرة ما صحيحة.
But I don't think these expressions were part of public debate. They weren't being said aloud.
لكن أعتقد إنه الحاجات اللي كانوا بيقولوها دي ما كانت حاجات معلنة ما كانوا بيقولوها بصوت عالي.
You see, the prophet has got the mind of the Lord.
لكن النبي كان له فكر الرب.
And he strips away self-deception.
وبيحط الحاجات زي ما هو فاهمها.
And he's putting very blunt language on to describe really what was in their heart. It was the Lord who was assessing their intentions. And so it was with prophetic insight that Malachi exposes what was really in their heart.
فكان عن طريق فهم نبوي إنه النبي هنا بيكشف حال قلوبهم.
And even if they didn't say it with their lips, they may well have been saying it with their actions and attitudes.
وحتى لو كانوا يقولوا هذا الكلام بشي فاهم، لكن كانوا بيتصرف بكلماته وتصرفاته كانت تعلن ذلك.
You see, we have a God who sees right down into your heart.
احنا عارفين احنا عندنا إله يشوف إلى عمق داخل عمق قلبك.
You may be participating in the religious services in Judah.
ربما كنت تمارس العبادات الدينية في يهوذا.
You may be participating in the meetings in Baldwin.
ربما أنت بتشارك في العبادة هنا في بولين.
But we have a God who looks right into your heart.
لكن هناك إحنا لنا إله ينظر إلى داخل قلبك.
And he knows your motives and he can expose them.
وهو يعلم دوافعك ويستطيع أن يكشفهم.
And the exposure of these things can be rather rude and unpleasant awakening.
وربما إنه الرب عندما يكشف هذه الدوافع تكون صورة مزرية ومخجلة جدا.
You have to realize the truth of that text. Thou God seest me.
محتاج إنك تعرف إن حقيقة معنى حقيقة الكلام الله أنت تراني.
So there's no hiding from God the true state of things.
فما تقدرش تخبي من الله الحقيقة الأمور.
You can give very nice prayers in the meeting.
ممكن أن تصلي صلوات حلوة جدا في الاجتماع.
People might say, oh, that was a nice prayer.
والناس تقول لك إيه كانت صلاة جميلة.
Yeah, but God's got a maybe completely different assessment.
لكن ربما الله يكون عنده تقدير مختلف تماما عن كده.
And it might be just in concluding this remark, look at a verse in 1 Samuel 2 and see what Hannah said.
عايز تبصوا في ختام كده عدد موجود في صمويل الأول أصحاح 2
chapter 2 and the second clause of verse 3
والجزء الثاني من عدد 3
and we read there, the Lord is a God of knowledge and by him actions are weighed.
لأن الرب إله عليم وبه توزن الأعمال.
And that's what we've got in this portion.
وهو ده اللي قدامنا في هذا الجزء.
I think there's a link between verse 7 and verse 12.
تفكر إنه في اتصال ما بين عدد 7 وعدد 12.
In verse 7 we read that the people were offering the pile of food on the altar. So saying that the table of the Lord was defiled and contemptible. And yet here in verse 12 we find the people complaining exactly the same thing.
في عدد 7 بيقول انه كانوا بيقدموا خبز نجس كانوا بيقولوا انه مائدة الرب محتقرة لكن نشوف في عدد 12 يفكروا الناس تاني بيقولوا نفس الكلام. تفتكروا انه نقدر نشوف هنا يعني سبب ونتيجة؟ أحيانا بنشتكي من مشكلة أو حالة الاجتماع أو حالة يكون السبب إحنا نفسنا.
There's also another link between the two, and what you said is very good. But the other link I see is like people, like priest.
لكن في ارتباط ثاني ما بين العددين اللي أنا أشوفه إنه زي ما كان الكهنة هكذا كان الشعب.
So if those who take the lead among God's people are in a poor condition, the people of God will also be in a poorer condition.
فلو كان الناس اللي بياخدوا قيادة في وسط شعب الله في حالة منخفضة ووضيعة هكذا يكون كل شعب الرب.
You imagine that sometimes the Lord calls a kind of our worship is an evil.
هل ننتبه أو نفهم إن الرب أحيانا يوصف أجزاء من عبادتنا أو سجودنا بأنها شر؟
In verse 8,
بعد الثمانية,
when the Lord spoke to the priestess, when they offered the corrupted offering for the Lord, they tell them, isn't it evil?
عندما تكلم الرب للكهنة عندما تقربوا ذبائح المعيبة الرب يقول أفليس ذلك شرا؟
The offering offers.
كانوا بيقدموا تقديمات.
But the Lord called it evil.
لكن الرب كان يوصف أنها شر.
Sometimes you pray, sometimes you worship, but the Lord looks for that as it is an evil.
أحيانا ممكن تصلي، ممكن تقدم سجود، لكن الرب يقول عليه هذا شر.
So we have to take care And when we go back to the book of Isaiah in chapter 1,
عندما نرجع إلى سفر أشعياء صح واحد
and verse 14
عدد 14
we find the Lord rebuked the people who came with different offerings
نشوف أن الرب هناك يؤنب الشعب الذي أتوا بتقديمات مختلفة
and we find at the end of the verse 14 I'm weary of bearing them
ونجد في نهاية عدد 14 يقول كده مللت حملها.
And when we go back again to the book of Malachi and verse 13
عندما نعود إلى سفر ملاخي عدد 13
I'm sorry verse 14
عدد 14
be cursed but cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and vows and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing.
ملعون الماكر الذي يوجد في قطع ذكره وينفر ويذبح للسيد عائبا.
So sometimes the people come and to worship the Lord and the Lord look for this kind of offering as an evil and curse it at the same time.
فأحيانا الناس تيجي تقدم سجود للرب لكن الرب ينظر إليها باعتبارها أنها شر وأنها شيء ملعون.
I'd like to remind myself and you finally what Peter said in his epistle and chapter 2
أحب أذكركم وأذكر نفسي مرة ثانية الآية بطرس في رسالته أصح 2
and we remind us as we are holy priesthood
ونفكر أنفسنا نحن جهنوت مقدس
to offer a spiritual sacrifices
لنقدم ذبائح روحية
and take care of this expression accepted to God by the Lord Jesus Christ.
خلي بالنا من التعبير مقبولة عند الله في يسوع المسيح.
Can you ask ourselves each time we pray we offer offering for the Lord or worship is our sacrifices accepted to the Lord?
هل نقدر نسأل أنفسنا في كل مرة نصلي أو نقدم سجود هل سجودي أو تقدمتي مقبولة عند الله؟
Otherwise it's going to be an evil.
وإلا هتكون شر.
In Hebrews chapter 12,
عبرانيين أصحاح 12,
verse 28 and 29, wherefore let us receiving a kingdom not to be shaken, have grace by which let us serve God acceptably with reverence and fear, for also our God is a consuming fire.
لذلك ونحن قابلون ملكوتا لا يتزعزع ليكن عندنا شكر به نخدم الله خدمة مرضية بخشوع وتقوى لأن إلهنا نار أكلة.
Do we believe that God will act if we don't serve Him acceptably?
هل ندرك أن الله سوف لابد أن يتحرك ويفعل شيئا إن لم نقدم خدمة مرضية؟
It seems so here in Malachi, didn't it?
الأمر ده واضح جدا في ملاخي.
And in the Revelation 2 and 3, we see the Lord Jesus walking in the midst of the assembly, not as the Savior, but as the Judge.
ونشوف في رؤية 2 و3 أن الرب يسوع يسير في وسط الكنيسة مش كالمخلص لكنه كالقاضي أو الديان.
And Hebrews 13 goes on and speaks of that acceptable sacrifice. In verse 15 it says, By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually to God, that is the fruit of the lips confessing his name. And it was the confession of the name of the Lord Jesus, or Jehovah, that these priests were wanting in.
عبرانيين 13 أيضا يكمل الكلام عن ما هو مقبول من سجود وذبائح فيقول قد عدد 15 نقدم به في كل حين لله ذبيحة التسبيح أي ثمر شفاء معترفة باسمه من الاعتراف باسمه ذلك الشخص الذي كان ينقص الكهنة.
Brother Bob exhorted us at the opening of this reading to be taken up with the name of the Lord Jesus.
الأخ بوب قال لنا في بداية التأملات بتاعتنا احنا محتاجين ان احنا اسم المسيح يأسرنا تماما اسم الرب يسوع.
قال أحد القديسين على الأصحاح الأول في ملاخي خطايا القديسين التي ما زالت في الكنيسة حتى اليوم.
One of the Lord's saints said about the book first chapter of Malachi that it is the sins of the saints in the church even up to this day.
لقد ارتعبت كثيرا أمام هذه المقولة لكن عندما فحصت عندما نفحصها على ركبنا أمام الرب نجد أنها حقيقة.
I was trembled before that saying, but when we examine that and our names before the Lord, we find that it is true.
جميع الذبائح التي كانت تقدم للرب كان يجب أن تكون كاملة لأنها إشارة لشخص الرب يسوع المسيح حمل الله.
All the sacrifices and offerings were offering before the Lord had to be perfect because they speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
ألم يحدث معنا حتى الآن أننا نقدم ما استغنينا عنه وليس الأفضل للرب؟
Doesn't happen with us even now that we offer up that what we don't need, not the best that we have.
إن كان سجودنا بلا وعي أو سجودنا في جروب روحية أليس هذا غير مقبول أمام الرب؟
If our worship comes with indifference and lack of understanding, isn't that unacceptable before the Lord?
إن كان سجودنا لا يتوافق مع سلوكنا أليس هذا عرض؟
If our worship doesn't go line in line with our walk, isn't that a lame?
إن كانت مشغوليتنا بالعالم حتى في وقت سجودنا أمام الرب أليس هذا مغتصب؟
If we are occupied with the world, the time we are worshiping the Lord, isn't that offering a stolen one?
لاحظ يا حبايبي أننا أمام كلمة الله.
We note, my beloved, that we are before the Word of God.
وأمام ملك عظيم.
And we are before a great King.
فإلى إذا لم تفحص هذه الكلمة قلوبنا.
So if this Word doesn't search out our hearts.
فنقول حدنا عن الله.
We would be off the road.
وإذا لم نعطي لهذا الملك العظيم تقدير.
And if we don't give that great king the appreciation that's due.
في قلوبنا وفي اجتماعاتنا.
From our hearts and in our midst.
فنحن نقول حدنا على الطريق.
So we would be departed off the road.
أنا بصلي من كل قلبي.
I'm praying from all my heart.
أن الرب يستخدم هذه التعاليم والتأملات.
That the Lord may use these teachings and these thoughts to stir up our hearts, speakers and those who are listening. But we need to note that the measure of the level of the teacher should be higher than the disciple or the student. And the standard of the priest should be higher than the people. So if the teacher was in evil,
فماذا يقال عن التلاميذ?
What would be said about the students?
وإذا كان الكاهن في شر,
and if the priest wasn't في evil,
فماذا تقول عن الشعب?
What would you say about the people?
هذه حقيقة خطيرة.
This is a very serious fact.
لاحظوها في أصحاح 2.
Observe that in chapter 2.
عدد 8 وعدد 10.
And verse 8 and 10.
تعرفون تأخذون فكرة عن حالة الكاهن.
And you would say,
أصحاح 2 عدد 8,
chapter 2 verse 8, then you would take an idea about the condition of the priest.
أما أنتم فحجتم على الطريق وعصرتم كثيرين للشريعة أفسدتم عن بلاد.
You have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law, and you have corrupted the covenant of Levi.
عن من يقول هذا الكلام?
Of whom he is saying these sayings?
هل عن الكاهن أم عن الشعب?
Was it about the priest or the people?
لا يقول عن الكاهن.
He was talking about the priest.
أليس هذا أمر خطير?
Isn't that a serious matter?
لأن شفتي الكاهن تحفظان معرفة.
For the lips of the priest give knowledge.
ومن فمه يطلبون الشريعة.
And from his mouth they ask for the law.
لأنه رسول رب الجنود.
For he is the messenger of the God of hosts.
لكن ما
الذي حدث؟
لكن ما الذي حدث من الكهنة؟
But what has happened from the priests?
حادوا عن الطريق.
They departed from the pathway.
وأعصروا كثيرين بالشريعة.
And they stumbled many.
وأفسدوا عهد الله.
And they corrupted the covenant of Levi.
لكن يوجد في عدد 10.
But we see in verse 10.
ما هو أسوأ من ذلك؟
Even worse.
أمر خطير جدا.
A very serious matter.
أكرر مرة تانية أمر خطير جدا.
I'm repeating it. It's a very serious matter.
عندما يقول في عدد 10.
Verse 10 he says.
أن هؤلاء الكهنة ما كانوا يحبون بعضهم بعض.
and those priests were not loving one another.
أليس أب واحد لكلنا؟
Have we not all one Father?
أليس إله واحد خلقنا؟
Has not one God created us?
فلماذا نخبر الرجل بأخيه؟
Why do we deal treacherously with one another?
كانوا يتعاملون بعضهم مع بعض بالغدر.
They were dealing with one another treacherously.
هذا كلام مباشر من كلمة الله.
This is a direct instruction of the Word of God.
إلى شرح.
They need explanation.
إننا يجب أن نضع رؤوسنا في التراب.
We should put our heads down.
إننا يجب أن نحزن.
We should be sorrowful.
إننا يجب أن نعتذر للرب.
We should apologize to the Lord.
ونقول يا رب أنت تستطيع أن تشكلنا من جديد.
And we say, Lord, you're able to shape us again.
المعلم مسؤوليته أكبر من التلميذ.
The teacher's responsibility is higher than that of the student.
الكاهن مسؤوليته أكبر من الشعب.
The priest's responsibility is higher than that of the people.
ليت الرب يعيننا.
May the Lord help us.
لكي نبدأ من جديد.
So we may start fresh.
Chapter 4, verse 2, second half of this verse says, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yes, I have cursed them already before you will not take it to heart. How can the blessings be cursed?
كيف يمكن لي البركة أن تطلع؟
You can see this in the book of Haggai, chapter 1.
إذا نشوف كذا في سفر حجي أصحاح واحد.
Haggai 1, verse 6.
على ستة.
You have sold much and drink in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled to drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is bored. And he who earns wages, earns wages for body in a bag of his home.
زرعتم كثيرا ودخلتم قليلا تأكلون وليس إلى الشبع تشربون ولا ترمون تكتسون ولا تدفعون والآخذ أجرة يأخذ أجرة لكيس منقود.
This is the blessing that has been cursed for you.
Sorry.
This is the blessing.
إيه البركات اللي قد لعنت.
If we apply this in our spiritual life, we can see in our lives we labor much, but we gain little.
لو طبقنا كده في حياتنا الروحية نشوف إن إحنا بنتعب كتير لكن نحصل على القليل.
We eat much, but sometimes not enough.
ناكل كتير لكن إحنا مش كفاية.
And this is why, because at the end of the verse said, because you do not take it too hard.
لأنه سبب لكذا في نهاية العدد لأنكم لستم جاعلين في القلب.
We have two contradicted things in the Bible. We have a curse changed into blessing and we have a blessing changed into curse.
عندنا حاجتين متقابلتين في كلمة الله. لعنة حولت إلى بركة وبركة حولت إلى لعنة.
At the day of Balaam, when he tried to curse the people, the Lord changed the curse into blessing.
في أيام بلعام لما حاول إنه يلعن الشعب الرب حولها إلى بركة.
And the day of Malachi, the Lord changed blessing into curse.
لكن في أيام ملاكي الرب حول البركة إلى لعنة.
Our God is great.
إلهنا عظيم.
And we have to take care of this.
ونحتاج ننتبه إلى ذلك.
If we walk with the Lord honestly,
لو سرنا مع الرب بأمانة.
We have the promise and we have the word of the covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ who bore our curse on the cross.
لنا الرب ولنا الرب يسوع المسيح متمم العهد أو ضامن العهد الذي مات على الصليب.
But when we avoid walking with the Lord honestly,
لكن عندما نحيد عن الطريق ونسير بأمانة مع الرب.
Of course, there is no curse of the law will be upon us again.
سوف لا تأتي علينا لعنة الناموس بالتأكيد.
But in practical way,
لكن بطريقة عملية,
we will never enjoy the blessing in our life.
مش هنقدر أبدا نتمتع بالبركة في حياتنا.
Another point in this verse,
نقطة ثانية في هذا العدد.
Chapter 2, verse 2. The priests are supposed to get blessing for the people.
كان متوقع من الكهنة أنهم يعطوا بركة للشعب.
And when we go back to Book of Numbers and verse chapter 6 verse 22.
لما نروح لسفر العدد أصحاح 6
22
على 22
to find there the Lord commanded Moses to order the priests to bless the people.
نشوف هناك إنه الله أمر موسى إنه الكهنة يباركون الشعب بني إسرائيل.
Chapter 6:20-23, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee. And so we find that the priest is supposed to be blessing for the people.
تباركون بني إسرائيل كلم هارون وبني هكذا تباركون بني إسرائيل قائلين لهم يباركك الرب ويحرسك يضيء الرب وجهه عليك ويرحمك.
But here we find these priests are just a kind of stumbling for the people.
لكن هنا نشوف أن الكهنة كانوا مصدر عفرة للشعب.
The Lord when blessed Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he said, I'm going to bless you and you will be a blessing for others.
عندما بارك الله أبراهام في تكوين أصح 12 قال له باركك وأجعلك بركة لآخرين.
My question is,
سؤالي هو,
are we as individuals and as assembly are blessing for the others?
هل إحنا كأفراد وككنيسة بركة للآخرين؟
If it's not, we are going to stumble the others.
لو ما كناش هنكون سبب عفرة للآخرين.
In 1 Samuel 2, I'd just like to give an example of the priests despising the offering of God and then causing the people to despise the offering of God. In 1 Samuel 2, it concerns the sons of Eli.
أدي مثلا عن كيف أنه الكهنة يكون سبب عسرة للشعب في صموئيل أول 2 عن أولاد عالي.
And it describes what they were doing to the offering.
في وصف الوصف اللي ما كانوا يفعلونه للذبائح.
In verse 17 of 1 Samuel 2, it says, and the sin of the young men was very great before Jehovah, for men despised the offering of Jehovah.
كانت خطيئة غلمان عظيمة جدا أمام الرب، لأن الناس استهانوا تقديم الرب.
In verse 23, he said to them, this is Eli speaking to his sons, and he said to them, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil deeds from all this people. No, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear ye make Jehovah's people transgress.
بنيا لأنه ليس حسنا الخبر الذي أسمع تجعلون شعب الرب يتعدون.
So we can quite well see how in Malachi what the priests were doing that not only did they despise but caused the people to despise.
أيضا نشوف في ملاهي مش بس إنه الكهنة كانوا بيحتقرون لكن أيضا أنهم قادوا الشعب لأن
يحتقرون.
أعتقد أن المسؤولية تقع على عاتق الكهنة والشعب أيضا.
The Lord will be dealing with the whole nation of His people to say, hear me, Israel.
رب هو بيتعامل مع شعب القديم واسمعني يا إسرائيل.
They say that the Lord spoke to Moses and Moses transferred that to the people.
ما يقولش إن الرب كلم موسى وموسى بلغ الشعب.
Amai, in the days of the bad days, he gives good advice to someone.
عالي في أيام وأعطى نصيحة طيبة للواحد.
He said to someone, speak Lord that your servant is listening.
كانت نصيحته لصمويل تكلم يا رب لأن عبدك سامع.
As we hear gathering, we appreciate the labor of brothers teaching about the oracle of God.
واحنا عادين بنسمع الاخوه القدام بيكلمونا اقوال الله واحنا بنقدر كلمتهم.
But there is a responsibility for we are the listener here.
لكن هناك مسؤوليه على السامعين.
We have to exact the word of God from His word and the word of God's vision to this key that goes for now.
أنا محتاجين إحنا نلخص إن كان الكلمات التي يتكلم بها بحسب الحق أو لا.
He has the people in Berean Acts chapter 17 verse 10
زي ما كان أهل بيرية في أعمال 17-10 إن الرسول كان يمدحهم فإنهم كانوا يبحثوا الكتب.
Our responsibility as people or the leader of the Lord, as the children, to search His word and to listen to His word.
مسؤوليتنا كأولاد الله أن نستمع للكلمة وأن نبحث الكتب.
It's better to be an example than to be a example. It's better to be an example than the example. أحسن تكون مثال مش نبي.
It's better. الأفضل إحنا نكون مثل بدل ما إحنا ندي للناس مثل.
يعني we hear all these things which is good, but we have to put it in a practical in our life, as in verse 2 in chapter 2, the Lord says that if you not hear, in other words, we not hear the word of God.
احنا محتاجين ان احنا نعمل اللي احنا بنسمعه زي ما هنا بيقول ان كنتم لا تسمعون احنا محتاجين نسمع كلمة الله.
May the Lord help us to listen to His word and to be subject to it.
ربي عينا نسمع الكلمة ونخضع ليه.
Just want to consider the entire passage in a block. I think we're guilty of just saying the same things over and over again a lot and jumping back and forth.
عايز اتكلم على الجزء كله على بعضه لان احنا بحس ان احنا بنكرر كلام كتير يعني بنروح قدام ورا بنط قدام ورا.
God says to the people here, your blessings are cursed already.
يا رب هنا بيقول لهم انه بركاته مقطوعه فعلا.
If the light which is in you become darkness, how great the darkness.
لو صار النور الذي فيك ظلمة فكم في الظلام كم يكون.
The passage deals with the covenant that was made with Levi, the house of Levi, and in particular one outstanding person in the house of Levi in the book of Numbers, whose name is Phinehas.
العهد كان تم مع لاوي أو بيت لاوي ولا سيما مع واحد فيهم هو بيت فنحاس.
And there's one feature that marks them both. The tribe of Levi at the time of a great time of vital importance during the life of Moses and Phinehas. There's one thing that characterized them both. It was the willingness to exercise God's judgment and uphold God's standards in spite of who they were dealing with. Whether closest relatives or closest friends, they had to uphold God's standards, and God took note of them for that and gave them a position of great privilege.
كأن ما يزهم أنهم كان عندهم الاستعداد أنهم ينفذوا أحكام الله وقضاءه مع أي شخص مهما كان حتى أقاربه.
Been reading an exchange of letters between Edwin's friend, he's frequently mentioned, and an Anglican minister. The minister says words like this: "This method of gathering together that you're proposing is potentially disastrous."
وكان الأسيس قال إنه الطريقة اللي أنتم بتقترحوا نحن نجتمع على أساسها دي ربما تؤدي إلى نتائج وخيمة.
You haven't got the authority of a system of bishops and the authority of a system of creeds and standards upon which to fall back in a time of crisis.
عندكمش أي سلطان إنه يكون عندكم نظام من الكهنة والآباء والقواعد والأحكام اللي ممكن ترجعوا لها في وقت الأمور فيها تضطرب.
The response to that, of course, was we only have the word of God to go on, not the elaborate machinery that man can put in place in order to prop himself up.
كانت الإجابة بالتأكيد على كده إحنا عندنا كلمة الله أفضل بكثير من قوانين الإنسان ونظمه المتنوعة.
And we've got to say that that is the light that we have that potentially, and perhaps even more than potentially, if we're real with ourselves, facing the difficulties that we know exist among us actually has taken place.
You just said the living thing.
Somebody could rephrase it for me. The light that we have is to stand purely on the basis of the Word of God in our gatherings together.
احنا محتاجين ان احنا نعتمد في اجتماعنا مع بعضنا البعض وتعاملنا مع بعضنا البعض الامور الكنسيه على نور الله الاله.
Brother Ephraim reminded us, whether yesterday or the day before, that in a sense we've lost touch with the realization of the authority of the assembly with Christ in the midst.
فأفرام ذكرنا ان احنا فقدنا الاحساس بقيمه سلطان الكنسي بوجود المسيح الوسط.
That's all that we have, and as light, if that's the light that we have, if that becomes darkness, the Anglican minister is right. How great the darkness! What absolute tragedies will take place, and perhaps are taking place among us, through not realizing the importance of that light.
لو كان النور اللي عندنا ولو النور ده اختفى وصار ظلام فقد ايه يكون الظلام ربما كان الاساس الانجليكان عنده صح في الكلام اللي بيقوله.
As priests, we uphold the standard of the Word of God because it's the truth, or do we lean towards those who are our friends, or those who are our relatives, or those who we feel closest to? If there's a standard to uphold, we must uphold it. And this was the honorable thing about Levi and Phinehas.
واحنا في اجتماعنا محتاجين نرجع الى كلمة الله ان هي الاساس للتعامل مش صداقاتنا او لبعضنا البعض او تأييدنا لبعضنا البعض.
The thing that he brings before them is in verse 9 here. You have respect of persons in administering the law.
إنكم حبيتم في الشريعة.
Partiality.
التمييز أو المحاباة.
One law for one, another law for another.
قانون لواحد، قانون لواحد تاني.
Brethren, I think we need to take these things to heart and take them to heart deeply. This is something that's said that really what's encompassed in the whole of this block of teaching in this first part of chapter 2 is the cause of God's judgment upon those priests then and perhaps his dealings with us now.
The thing that came here led to the قضاء الرب للشعب وربما يكون في وسطنا الآن.
لماذا كان العهد مع لوي؟
Why the covenant was with Levi?
ولماذا لم يكن العهد مع هارون؟
And why the covenant wasn't with Aaron?
لأن هارون قاد الشعب في عبادة الأوثان.
Because Aaron led the people to idolatry.
وكان هذا أمر محزن جدا لقلبه.
And that was a sorrowful cause to the heart of God.
ولاحظوا أن هارون كان كاهن.
And know that Aaron was a priest. And this goes with the theme of this chapter. That's why God made his covenant with Levi and not Aaron. Why? Because Levi was the one who stood by the Lord.
And
Moses said, who is for the Lord, let him come in, come to me.
فاجتمع حوله صف لاوي.
And then when the tribe of Levi came to him,
وكل واحد حمل السيف.
And everyone carried his sword.
ووقف بجانب الرب.
And stood by the Lord.
وكان عدد القتلى في ذلك اليوم.
And those who were killed that day
3,000.
Were 3,000.
ماتوا تحت القضاء والتأديب.
They died under discipline.
لاوي وقف في صف الرب.
Levi stood by the Lord.
لأجل ذلك الرب عقد العهد مع لاوي.
That's why God had his covenant. The Lord had his covenant with Levi.
ثم يقول كان عهدي معه للحياة والسلام.
And he says, my covenant was with him for life and peace.
أعطيته إياهما للتقوى والتقاد.
I gave it to him for. Was with him for life and peace. I gave him to him that he might fear me, and he feared me.
ومن اسم ابتاعه.
And he was reverent before my name.
شريعة الحق كانت في
The law of truth was in his mouth.
وَإِسْمٌ لَمْ يُوجَدْ فِي شَفَتَيْهِ.
And justice was not found on his lips.
سَلَكَ مَعَ فِي السَّلَامِ وَالِاسْتِقَامَةِ.
He walked with me in peace and equity.
وَأَرْجَعَ كَسَلِيمَ عَنِ الْإِسْمِ.
And turned many away from iniquity.
هذا هو السبب الذي عقد الله العهد مع لاوي.
That's why God had his covenant with Levi.
وعندما نقوم في صف الرب.
And when we stand by the Lord,
الرب يكشف لنا عن أفكاره.
The Lord will reveal to us His thoughts.
لأن سر الرب لخائف فيه.
For the secret of the Lord for those who fear
Him. الله أعلن سره لإبراهيم.
God has revealed His secrets to Abraham.
وليس للوط.
And not to Lot.
الله كشف سره ليوسف.
God revealed His secrets to Joseph.
وليس لفرعون الملك.
And not to Pharaoh the king.
الله كشف سره لدانيال.
And God revealed His secret to Daniel.
وليس لنبوخذنصر أعظم إمبراطور.
And not to Nebuchadnezzar, the greatest emperor.
عندما نكون قريبين من الرب.
When we are close to the Lord.
وفي صف الرب.
And standing by the Lord.
الرب يعطينا أفكاره.
The Lord gives us His thoughts.
ويستخدمنا.
And He would use us.
ثم ملاحظة أخيرة.
Another note.
عن من هو الشخص الذي تنطبق عليه الصفات التي قرأناها؟
Who is that one we can find can fulfill all these characteristics?
لا تنطبق على لاوي.
It doesn't actually apply to God.
ولا على أي إنسان.
It wouldn't ever apply to any man on earth.
لكنها تنطبق على ابن الله الوحيد.
But it would only be fulfilled in the only Son of God.
الرب يسوع المسيح.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
الذي مجد الله في حياته على الأرض.
Who glorified God in His life on earth.
وفي موته على الصليب.
And in His death on the cross.
مكتوب عنه في مزمور 40.
Written about Him in Psalm 40.
وشريعته في وسط أحشائي.
And His law is within my bowels.
لقد تمم ناموس الله.
He has fulfilled the law of God.
وسلك بالاستقامة.
And walked in equity.
ومجد الله.
And glorified God.
When we come back again, why the Lord gave the covenant to Levi, we find two stories. One of the stories was just mentioned right now. When the people worshipped the bow made by Aaron, and we find another story in the book of Numbers when the people committed adultery. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, you know, killed the man who brought the bad woman for the people in that time.
نعرف عن قصتين ليه الرب عمل عهد مع لاوي. قصص معناها موضوع لما كان عبادة العجل الذهبي اللي عمله هارون والثانية لما كان فنحاس أولاده جابوا الزانية.
And we find in Book of Numbers chapter 25 and verse 12 whereof wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace.
في سفر العهد الصح 25 عدد 5
and we find here just a small note that we find the Lord loved Levi, and we would like to remind the priests of that. Levi in the Old Testament was famous for the separation from adultery and of idolatry.
رب ميز لاوي أن لاوي تميز بالانفصال عن عبادة الأوثان وعن الزنا.
And this is what is the world around us. The world is full of adultery and idolatry.
هو هذا ما يميز العالم من حولنا الوثنية والزنا.